Yes.
The Liva Ammons Jazz Quintet gets together for rehearsal.
Close your eyes. Rest your head on.
They warm up with Close Your Eyes, a jazz standard penned by Bernice Petcare, the queen of Tin Pan Alley, in 1933.
Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes, this is divine.
Well, I'm Lila Ammons. I am co-heading this quintet we put together.
And I'm Dean Brewington. I'm a saxophonist, which is which is different than a saxophonist, I suppose.
Open them, dear, I'll be by your side.
Ammons and Brewington put together the multi-generational Lila Ammons Jazz Quintet in 2010. The talented roster of Twin Cities instrumentalists includes Ted Godbout on piano, Tim Zorin on drums, and Ben Kelly on bass.
And I've been in Minneapolis now for almost 14 years.
Ammons is originally from Chicago.
A variable background in music, starting with classical, and now I'm in my beloved jazz. And I wanted to create a group with some people that I could stay with consistently and not always be doing pickup bands, but to really be with a group of people to develop a sound, an idea with. So that's how we came into being.
Lila and I met each other, how long ago?
Oh,
right after you got here.
It was 14 years ago. We literally ran into each other.
Yeah.
I went to a music store. I thought that was a good place to start.
Growth.
To meet people.
Growth's
Growth Music Store. And I was coming out of the parking lot. And it was wintertime. It was about January or February. And I was backing out, and he was backing out at the same time, and we hit each other. And then we started to talk.
Boom! We bumped into each other.
And it was incredible because my uncle was a saxophone player, Gene Ammons, and he actually knew my uncle.
Yeah.
So,
but as we started to talk more, I found out that she was a musician. And like she said, we bumped into each other in the parking lot, and didn't see each other for a while. There was no damage, thank God.
Yes. I didn't have to sue him or anything.
Yeah. Because she couldn't have got paid anyway, but that's all right. But we did, maybe a year or so later that I ran into you at the Dakota during a session or something. So that's how our relationship started. And this is where it's developed to, up to this point anyway.
The quintet has gigged around Minnesota and has become a fixture on the Twin Cities jazz scene, performing at places like the Dakota, Honey, and the Red Stag Supper Club. But Ammons also has a life outside the quintet, touring Europe with boogie and blues pianist Axel Zwingenberger. She met Zwingenberger around 2007 when she organized a concert to commemorate the 100th anniversary of another Ammons, her grandfather Albert.
And he was a boogie-woogie pianist living in Chicago, lived with and worked with Jimmy Yancey, Pete Johnson, and Mead Lux Lewis. But the three of them were discovered by John Hammond, who also discovered Billie Holiday, Bruce Springsteen.
Albert was more than just another boogie-woogie player. He was one of the mainstays in this music. And Lila was kind of shy about throwing her name out there as Lila Ammons. It was one of those, I want to make it on my own kind of thing, you know?
Well, no, I wanted to be worthy. I wanted to be worthy.
Worthy, yeah. And so, when we met, one of the things I said was, hey, come on, girl. I mean, that's who you are. That's that's your heritage, Don't run from that. Jump on it,
I love the scene, but baby, if you know what I mean, I love being here with you.
If you jump on the internet, you can find upcoming show dates for the quintet at myspace.com/Lila Ammons. That's AMMONS. This is Britt Ahmed for KFAI.
Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices comes from listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.